B-Pod Studios.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is, huh?
It's hump day.
Hump day! Yeah!
Let's not forget.
Also, today is
tax day.
It's the middle of July.
It was canceled.
You only postponed it.
Taxes? I don't pay no taxes.
It's the tax man, and he's looking at you.
Woo-woo! Once again, it's showtime.
Plus tax!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. 5:39. Wow, it is tax day. It's so weird. That tax day, here it is, 2 months after what it normally would have been.
Three.
Right, or 3 months
three
after.
Months.
You're right. Wow. Brian, you got yours done yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. He had perils. He was fraught, right?
Well, his computer,
with
like,
anxiety.
Because I didn't want to wait till the last minute.
Mm. Yep.
So I did my taxes on Monday. And so Monday night, I just do them with one of those programs, and I am about to hit the button that says submit.
Yeah.
And my laptop just, pew, gone.
Died. Dead.
And I'm like, what the heck? Yesterday, our IT guys fixed it. Mm-hmm. It was a bad battery.
Yeah.
And as soon as they put in the new battery in it, restarted, it was right on the same spot, and I'm like, submit. So I did it.
So you're good.
I got them in yesterday.
You're good.
When did you do yours, Bob?
About a month ago.
Well.
Yeah, no, I ain't messing.
Oh, okay.
No.
And you're done.
Done.
No filed extension.
I got a guy. That's all I'm going to say.
That's nice. Good. Okay.
That's it. Got a guy. Had a lot going on. Big move.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Buying
houses.
We've all had a lot going on.
Well, excuse me. Thought you were asking me a question. Guess not.
Silly you, Bob.
Come on, have we met?
What was I thinking? You don't care. You want to make sure I pay. Did you pay, Bob? Good.
Just helping you. Helping you.
Yeah, thank you. No, it was a lot because... Well, new jobs,
yep.
Two different states.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Leave it to the professionals.
I've literally
never moved in like 20 years, and I still...
You got a guy.
I got a guy.
Got a guy. I'm messing with that.
I love my guy.
See? Look at that.
Puts up with me.
Does he see a little gray in a black and white world?
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Yeah. See?
He is buttoned up.
You got that guy.
Yep. I like him.
You look good.
Yeah.
I'm not
a rule breaker, Bob.
Anyway, I didn't say I was. My guy's in Jersey.
What? Yeah, right?
I thought you were going to say he was in jail.
Close enough.
He could be. He has a nice watch.
Yeah, right.
Hey, cloudy today and a high of 70. Is that a typo? Are we really?
Yeah, no,
only
it's
going
not
to 70?
No. It's only 70.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great.
Refreshing.
Air exchange in the house, everybody.
Then I open the windows. Mm-hmm. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 60. Tomorrow, cloudy and 70 once again. But so we'll start building up, I think, by Saturday. We're back. It's back. Could be 90 again on Saturday. Then we have an official heat wave after that. So
well, it's July.
It is?
Yep.
Okay, good. We clarified that before.
Still not April.
It's still not July 15th. All right. Hey, coming up, don't forget, we're going to give you the unfair advantage of hearing the song Scramble. Somebody at 5 o'clock at 3, right? So 2 more gets you 1,000 and a chance at 1,000,000. So in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll give you a little debut of it, okay?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't take a chance on getting stranded in your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts, get your battery tested free of charge. Better parts, better prices every day. LBF, what's cool?
If you have a tickle in your throat, I know what it might be.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A tickle in your throat.
A tickle in your throat.
I'm not sure I want to. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I don't care.
Disgusting.
Right?
Wow.
Right.
Hold breakfast back for a minute. After
okay.
This. Brian Bell.
I'm going to tell you why you should go to Hull, Bob.
Brian, well, gee, I thought we had a good solid year together.
Yeah, I guess not.
Felt like it was working. And, all right, Bill Belichick was spotted He wasn't cheating. No.
No.
No, unless he was cheating on his sandwich. Because okay. he, and I'm going to quote you, LBF, he was horking down a sub.
All right.
And we'll tell you why. He's gone viral. The sub that went viral coming up.
Okay, right. This like cool thing, it's more like What's Grosser Than Gross, one of my favorite games to play when I was in fifth grade. But I got it now. You ready?
Yeah.
You have a tickle in your throat? You're like, something's wrong. You're like, I don't think I'm getting sick. It's just weird, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that happened to a woman in Japan, 25 years old. She came into the hospital complaining of throat irritation. 5 days after eating sashimi.
Oh, so it's a cautionary tale.
Yep, the medical team then discovered a 1.5-inch black worm living inside the woman's tassel.
Oh.
And they had to remove it using tweezers.
What's wrong with you?
The worm was alive and identified as the fourth stage larva of something I can't pronounce, but also known as a parasitic roundworm.
Yeah. That is a nightmare.
Right?
Right?
Just
that's why I wanted to share.
That, one inch worm.
One and a half. Moving around in
moving
your tonsil.
Around. Oh.
That's why I cook my food.
Gosh. That's grosser than gross, everybody.
Oh my God.
That's not a cool thing.
No, it's gross, and I just want to let everyone know.
Yeah, because it's a cautionary tale.
Yes, it's cool. It's
don't
cool,
eat your sashimi.
Just make sure that it's from a reputable source.
Oh, see, now there you go.
Maybe cut it in half before you eat it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the takeaway.
All right.
That's gross.
Thanks.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
I'm Bell.
Here you go. This is why you should go to Hull, because Nantasket Beach is having a grand reopening this weekend of the Paragon Boardwalk. It's in the spot where the old Paragon Park was, and it's going to have food trucks, ice cream, a beer garden, an arcade, mini golf, outdoor volleyball, and a surf shop right on the beach. The old boardwalk been revitalized.
Fun.
They were working on this before this whole mess happened, and
how
it was going to get shut down.
How many years has Paragon been shut? At least 15?
How long? 40?
Long time.
40? Like 40 years. Wow. I went on it when I was a little kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The Tunnel of Love with my brother.
Oh, hey, now. Yeah, that is
anyway.
Weird.
Anyway.
That's gross.
Grosser than gross.
Once they opened up outdoor dining and stuff, they went ahead with the project. It looks great. You can check out ParagonBoardwalk.com.
That's a good one, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be some strict guidelines, but it should be fun. So if you're heading up to Nantasket, you can check that out this weekend.
That's good. A pro tip. Okay, so why is Coach Belichick's sub-eating Twitter gone viral? Picture of him on Twitter. He's... Like you say, LBF, he's horking down a whole 12-inch sandwich. He's holding the whole thing.
Good for him.
And people want to know what is going on.
He's on to ham and cheese.
He's on. It seems like he'd cut it in half. Would you take the whole foot long, or would you cut your sandwich in half?
If I'm Bill Belichick, I think he can handle it.
You can take the whole thing. Rum, rum, rum. Okay.
I think he was showcasing the product, Bob.
I think that's what it was. do you know he used to do other? He's got a reputation of being quite the sandwich guy.
Really?
Here he is as coach of the Cleveland Browns, talking about his peanut butter and jelly hack.
Okay,
this is way back hack.
The BBPBJ.
BBPBJ. What is that?
Bill Belichick's peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
How divine.
Well, we'll start with the raisin bread.
Why raisin bread, bro?
Well, my mother used raisin bread.
Oh, mothers are divine, aren't they?
Oh, they sure are.
They're just the best.
She made the best ones.
Yeah. Oh, and chunky peanut butter. That's quite a risk because, you know, the shards of peanuts can tear the flesh of the bread. It's quite an advanced technique.
Well, it has a little more crunch to it, and that really gives you a little extra energy. But the key to it, Mike, is to spread peanut butter on both sides of the bread so that the jelly doesn't leak through in the sandwich. We'll put the jelly right here in the middle.
That's why you're the head coach. It's forward thinking like that. It's just, I've never seen that.
This jelly won't leak through because of peanut butter on both sides of the bread.
That's wonderful. It. He's thought it through.
I need to
peanut
get in touch
butter.
With that host.
Right? Isn't he great?
That's amazing.
Moms are great.
Moms are peanut, aren't they?
Ooh, mother divine.
Crunchy peanut
divine.
Butter.
Moms are divine.
Crunchy peanut butter. That's risky, though.
I don't love know. Him. That was risky. Will Ferrell.
You go, sorry. That's what he sounded like. All righty, then. So, that you know, Bill's not wrong, though. Peanut butter, both sides. But the raisin bread, what a hack.
I don't know.
I like that.
I don't like fruit in my bread.
You don't like fruit in your bread?
Not when it comes to peanut butter and jelly. I like fruit spread,
you
not in my bread.
You are picky. Picky. All right. 6:20.
Surprising, isn't it?
No. 104.1. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob LBF. And Brian, don't forget, Summer of Nonstop Music. That's going to be at 9:15, 3 hours nonstop, 80s and more. All right. So weekend, just a couple of days away. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Maybe you're zoomed out. You don't want to do anything like that. You're looking to actually get out of the house with the kids.
That'd be nice.
Right? Yeah. What are you going to do?
I don't know. What am I going to do?
I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk to our friend Greg Raleigh from Apex Entertainment Center.
Oh, nice.
Because they got tons of stuff going on. They're friends of the station. We've done so much great things with them that we thought, let's talk to Greg.
Okay.
See what kind of ideas you have. Greg, what's your title there at Apex?
I'm the Director of Events and Community Relations for Apex Entertainment.
I mean, he's the busiest guy right now that I know of.
Oh,
you got so much going on. Wow.
Well, we're trying creative ways. That's certainly true. Starting back on June 20th, we had an Apex summer kickoff where we had a lot of the businesses in this. There's about over 20 businesses and about 11, 12 restaurants here in the complex. And we had the restaurants start giving away some samples. Some of the businesses gave away vouchers. We did a comedy show out in the parking lot as well.
Yep.
And then we have a dueling pianos kind of the same way, where we're going to have the performers out in the middle of the parking lot and cars every other space, and just go out there and enjoy the show.
Everybody's tired of Zoom meetings,
yep.
Right? Everybody's tired of Netflix and,
yep.
And your own backyard. So you guys are doing a lot of fun stuff, and we're really proud to be partners with you. We know this week you're sponsoring our Super Smart, giving away $100 gift certificates. You guys are awesome. So let's talk about what's going on next at Apex. I know you have a lot besides the dueling pianos. What else is happening?
Well, again, of course, we have four of our attractions are open right now. We have the Rogues Course. We have our bowling lanes. We have our simulators open. And then our signature item is the go-kart track that's coming up.
Oh, that's awesome.
On the horizon, we have Apex Kids, which probably we're hoping will be open by the end of this phone call. But it's kind of a soft play area where toddlers from that, 2, 3, 4 age up until about maybe 8 or 9 or so, it's a lot of inflatables and a lot of just fun games for them to do. And then in the near future, Apex Mini Golf, where it's going to be a glow golf.
That's
18 holes. So we're very excited about that as
well. Is that indoors, Greg?
It is going to be indoors, yep.
That's awesome.
Nice. Can I still get a giant pretzel?
Of course you can. My goodness. We've had curbside pickup. Like many of the businesses in Marlboro, I'm not going to go by the rumors, but let's just say dozens of patios have come up, and the city's been wonderful in accommodating in a lot of these businesses that are trying to get business going a little bit. We have a little outdoor patio go, and then we also had curbside pickup. Some of our items like sliders always do well.
So
nice. Well, there's a lot going on at Apex. So, hey, a website, Greg, that you want to send folks to check out all the activities.
ApexEntertainment.com.
There it is.
Nice.
Greg Raleigh. And Greg, thanks for all the support and all the gift certificates you give us to give away.
Anytime.
On the show.
We love, especially with the Christmas event that we did here, too. We're
so
looking forward to that again.
Yes.
So we think the world of you guys. We wish you continued success. And anything we can do for you, please reach out.
There you go. Thank you, Greg Raleigh from Apex Entertainment. I just thought of something.
You want a giant pretzel?
Yeah. You mean my Flavor Flav necklace?
Yeah.
We called it earlier. Santa Claus, we did that last year, right, when the breakfast was Santa.
Yep.
I hope he doesn't have to wear a mask. Santa with a mask. Have you thought about that?
But it'll be like a more beard, like a mask with more. So just look like no mouth.
Yeah.
Mouthless Santa. That's
going to
be interesting.
Okay. Freak out the kids.
All right.
All right.
All right. So coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Okay. What of Megan Fox's is so beautiful that Machine Gun Kelly can't stop thinking about it?
Is this the match game?
I have a few guesses.
It's not her thumb, right?
No, she's got a nice
looking thumb. So much, she put it on his face.
Wow, Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, that's commitment.
Yeah, right, Brian?
I think we're going to do some traffic.
My God, I almost passed out.
Do some traffic. You want to just move on? Or?
No.
Nope.
Listen, just because you're as twisted as color TV doesn't mean the rest of us
are. Well, it was Brian's fault. Basically.
It's Brian's fault. You're right.
Yeah, it was Brian.
Man.
I mean, it's in a video. It's
he liked it so much, he put it on his face. Is that a match game we're doing?
I'm just telling I'm telling the story of Megan.
All right, bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, 6:48. Let's get into the laundry with LBF.
Breaking Dancing with the Stars news. What does it sound like when Billy Joel happens upon an old piano in the middle of nowhere? But first, let's talk about Megyn Kelly and what she has that makes Machine Gun Kelly so excited he puts them on his face. Oh, yeah.
What could that be?
All right. Megan Fox is very beautiful. Everyone loves her. Mm-hmm. I know that Ryan Bell can't even speak right now. She and Machine Gun Kelly have been having this sort of thing ever since she starred in his video called Bloody Valentine. Now,
for
this
folks
is where
who don't know who Machine Gun
is,
what's he, a rapper?
No, he's like he sounds a little like, I don't know, like a little harder core Maroon 5. I mean,
okay. All right.
His song Bloody Valentine's pretty good. I watched the video. I was interested in what this was all about.
Yeah.
Well, what am I talking about? I'm talking about Megan Fox's feet. Because there's a scene in the video where Fox steps on his face. And here's what he had to say about it.
Okay. It's no secret. I mean, I think feet are beautiful. And I think Megan has the most beautiful feet that exists. Mm. This was right before we moved the locations in the house to somewhere else.
Video.
And I was like, Megan, you already know what I'm about to ask you. And she was like, yeah, I literally got a pedicure just because I knew you were going to ask you that. So I was like, all right, well, plop it on.
So what did he do?
Plopped. He was on the floor. It's very brief in the video.
I'm watching it right now.
And she steps on his face, like, so her toes are right near his mouth, which is like got tape over it.
That's a little weird.
It's a little weird for you, huh?
Come on.
Rex Ryan loves that.
Rex Ryan, no longer a coach.
Well, because of his feet thing?
But that didn't help.
Oh.
He's working at a shoe store now.
I think he is. Don't kink shame people.
I'm not. If people like feet. Yeah.
You know, that's
of
their
all
thing.
All of Megan's attributes.
Her feet are his favorite. Okay. Isn't that nice?
That's special.
He must love summer.
Can
though.
I see those?
All those. The sandal season must be incredible. There you go. Yep. See?
All right.
Very quick.
She has, very quick. Cute feet.
Okay, good.
It's not my jam, but whatever. I'm not,
jam.
Let your freak fly.
Your toe
people.
Jam?
Yeah. All right, Brian.
So Bob doesn't like feet. We've established
toe
that.
Jam.
It's not his thing. You're safe with sandals on in front of Bob. Machine Gun Kelly, not so much.
I don't want your feet on my face. No.
Whose feet would you want on your face?
Would you want anybody's feet on your face? Not what? Not even Megan Fox's feet on your face?
Well, I'll say this about my lovely wife, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Her feet are fine, and they never stink.
Funny story.
Okay.
My brother is married to a woman, and she was pregnant. She's pregnant for the third time, and they live in New York City. And she's like, my feet are killing me. Can you please rub them? So we went into the other room and got his golf gloves on and rubbed her feet.
No,
she was so offended.
What?
He doesn't like feet.
That's bad. No, I'm not that bad.
Would you rub feet?
Of course.
Okay. All right, so you're not
my,
like...
My wife's, but I mean...
Yeah, you would rub another man.
Ryan? I don't think anyway.
Let's move on.
Bob's uncomfortable. All right, Billy Joel found an old piano on the street, so he played it, and this is what it sounded
golf
like.
All right, go ahead. Ragtime.
Hey, can you believe it just did this?
Piano Man.
I know, but he didn't play one of his own.
Huh? It's not Piano Man.
No, he's the Piano Man. Okay. Can you believe that he did this? Yes, I can believe it.
It just needs tuning.
It just needs tuning.
Beat. It's a perfectly good piano. It's a shame to throw it out.
And then he put it on the back of his motorcycle and rode away.
Ball or something. They'd probably take it. The action is great.
The action is great.
The mechanics are perfect.
Wow.
There you go. Billy Joel approved piano on the side of the road.
He is the Piano Man.
He is. All right, finally.
Oh, there's more.
Just one last thing.
Okay.
He's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
Tom Bergeron is out at Dancing with the Stars. Well, word is that Tyra Banks is going to be taking over. Oh,
gee. Well, who's going to be the Aaron Andrews to
Maybe
Tyra
Maybe she's
going to
be both.
Do both.
Yeah, do both. Why?
Well, no,
you know?
Because someone has to ask the stupid questions.
Well, Bob.
You know what I'm talking about.
You wouldn't like being on Dancing with the Stars. So many feet.
I just keep them under size 10 and we're fine. All
That's
right.
It.
You done?
I'm so
How
finished.
Would you, do you want to hear what it sounds like to win $1,000?
Yes.
All right, here's yesterday's winner. What was her name? Jen, right? From Bellingham?
Yep.
Yeah. She cracked the song scramble. She knew all five songs, and this is what it felt like when she got that fifth song.
Okay. That's my guess.
Jen, you cracked it!
Yep.
You got it!
Yay! All right.
Congratulations! All right. You just won $1,000!
Awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Good job.
Wonderful.
All five right.
Nice.
Now you're on your way to a shot at $1 million.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Are your knees wobbling?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down. We don't want anybody to get hurt. Hey, congratulations.
That's
thousand
so awesome.
Points.
Thank you so much.
All right. So sit down when you play the game. Her knees went wobbly, but she got $1,000. $7.55, your chance.
5-7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Yes! And playing today, a fellow Nitwit is LBF.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Thank you, LBF.
So good to be here.
Isn't it fun? Let's play. Thank you very much, Johnny Bell. Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's the phrase that we need the answer. You need to write down your answer, LBF.
All right, I'm writing it down. Here we go.
Bikini Betty can't wait to go to her boyfriend's Cape house this weekend because she has never seen his blank. Write your answer down, LBF.
Okay, Bob.
That's right. Oh, boy. Now, if you want to match wits with us, nitwits, all you got to do is figure out what LBF has written down. 888-410-1057. All right, Johnny Bell, what do we have for the winner today?
A
T-shirt.
Boy, this is good. It's a WROR T-shirt.
Hey! Never would have guessed, Johnny. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all we got. That's all we got left.
That's all we have in the prize closet. All right, one more time. Bikini Betty can't wait to go to her boyfriend's Cape house this weekend because she's never seen his blank. 888-410-1057. Now, did you write your answer down, LBF?
I did.
We're ready to play. Let's do it. 888-410-1057. Keep it kind of clear. Yeah, kind. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And having fun today with our Match Wits with Nitwits. Okay. What's today's phrase, LBF?
Okay, Bikini Betty can't wait to go to her boyfriend's Cape house this weekend because she's never seen his blank.
All right, you match wits with what LBF has written down, and it's sealed away in an envelope, so we don't even know what the answer is. But let's see if this is it. And what do you say?
Briefs.
Oh, it's briefs.
Oh,
okay. It's gonna be, is that it, LBF?
You got That's the, not it.
Sorry. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. ROR, good morning. Go ahead and fill in the blank.
Never seen his house.
His house. Is that it?
That's not my answer, no? But that's a good one.
Right. Nice try. Good morning. Who's this?
Lee.
Lee. All right, go ahead and finish that phrase. She's never seen his...
Sausage platter.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Jeez, Lee. That escalated quickly.
I don't know how to make sausage platters. Wow. LBF, is that what you have written
down?
No,
that's not what I have written down.
Thanks, Lee.
It was the first thing that popped into my head.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. She's fun.
Where's your beach house? Thanks, Lee. Wow. Lee, first thing that popped in your head.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, listen.
That's how you play match with Nitwits. Okay. Bikini Betty can't wait to go to her boyfriend's Cape House this weekend because she's never seen as blank. All right, so LBF, you got your answer written down?
Well, I do, sir.
Okay, good enough. So you can match wits with us, 888-410-1057. You will win a limited edition WROR t-shirt.
Oh, wow, that's great. Oh, very limited.
Very limited. We don't even have it. Okay, so 888-410-1057. All right, let's play match wits with nitwits. Here's today's phrase. You match up with LBF and you will win a limited edition WROR t-shirt. Good, LBF. Here's the phrase that you finished.
Bikini Betty can't wait to go to her boyfriend's Cape House this weekend because she's never seen his blank.
All right, fill in the blank. Matchwits with LBF. Here we go. First up.
In his banana hammock.
Never seen him. LBF. Is that your answer?
No, that is not my answer.
Nice try. Thanks, Eric.
Have a good day.
All right. ROR, this is Chrissy. All right, Chrissy, finish it. She's never seen his...
His dune?
His dune.
His dune.
Oh, down the dunes
of the
Cape.
Yeah, the dunes of the Cape.
Ooh.
I wonder if he's seen hers.
LBF, is that your answer?
No, that is not.
That's not. Thank you for playing. All right, bye-bye. All right. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Maureen.
All right, Maureen. She has never seen his blank.
Speedo.
Oh,
no. No, good answer, but no, not mine.
No, nice try.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I love you, LBF. I just wanted to call in and try.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for loving LBF. Don't worry about the rest.
I'm getting so jealous.
Just happy to be here.
She's great. You guys are so lucky. You have no idea. She's awesome.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Sherry. All right, Sherry, what is your answer?
Beach ball.
LBF, the answer is beach ball.
You are correct! Oh, yeah!
No way!
Well, is it one or two?
I knew we thought alike.
You what?
I knew we thought alike.
I know, lady.
I know.
Congratulations.
Well, is
Thank
it one ball
much.
Or two he has, though? That's the question.
Oh my God, Bob.
What did you write down?
I wrote the plural.
Okay. Well, she just said beach ball. But that's okay. We're going to give it to you.
Lance Armstrong fan.
Okay,
Johnny Bell.
We got a WROR t-shirt, Sherry.
That is awesome.
You want a t-shirt? Lost your dignity. Congratulations.
Never lose that.
Like Steve Perry said, oh, Sherry, good for you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hang on.
Great job.
Hang on. Wow, that was fun. That's a fun game.
Isn't it a fun game?
I like it. Like I know. Like you said, you lose your dignity, but you win a t-shirt.
Exactly.
So there you have it. So she can't wait to see his beach balls.
That's right. That's
kick him around the dunes of the Cape.
That's right.
So, hang on. Sherry, you still there?
Yeah.
All right. So
Yeah.
Think about her lost dignity.
Yeah. Yes.
That's fine.
Amazing, I didn't get cut off.
What are you doing today, Sherry? What's your deal? Going to work?
Unfortunately, I'm heading to work. Oh yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's your show. You ought to. Wow. Anyway. Jesus. Anyway, Sherry, hang on.
The tone for the whole day, so thank you.
That certainly did. All right,
this
you
should be a
on.
Heck of a day.
Just another minute. We'll get that t-shirt. All right, coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Well, what we're going to talk about Megan Fox's most beautiful feature.
Oh,
and why Machine Gun Kelly likes them on his face.
No.
Feature. Okay, got it. All right. Before, just a quick heads up. Coming up in 10 minutes, somebody is going to play the $1 million playlist for a shot at $1,000 and maybe a million. That's in 10 minutes. Okay, LBF.
Okay, we have some Dancing with the Stars news. But first, I want to talk about Megan Fox and her attributes.
Mm-hmm.
She's with Machine Gun Kelly now, and he is a, singer, songwriter, rock star-ish.
Mm.
I don't know. He's not bad. He has a new video called Bloody Valentine where he and Megan work together. And that's when they fell in love. He fell in love with a particular body part of hers.
Yeah.
And he was so enamored of it that he had her put them on his face.
Okay.
What could that possibly be? That would be Megan Fox's feet. Here's a little clip from Machine Gun talking about it.
Okay.
It's no secret. I think feet are beautiful. And I think Megan has the most beautiful feet that exists. This was right before we moved the locations in the house to somewhere else. And I was like, Megan, you already know what I'm about to ask you. And she was like, yeah, I literally got a pedicure just because I knew you were going to ask me that. So I was like, all right, well, plop it on.
Plop it on.
Wow. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home.
Right.
This little piggy was on Machine Gun Kelly's face.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
That's what he likes. Huh. Okay.
He thinks they're pretty. And he's not the only one.
Yeah.
I looked up famous people with foot fetishes because I know how comfortable this conversation makes you, Bob.
You did it on an at-work computer?
Yes, I did.
Nice knowing you.
Yep. Well, you'd be real surprised at who has foot fetishes.
All right, who has a foot fetish?
Not surprising, Ted Bundy.
Wow. He did?
Surprising, Elvis Presley.
Seriously.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because he used to massage his mother's feet.
Blue suede shoes.
Right? I mean, my God.
Oh, she was wearing the blue suede shoes.
Okay. Christian Slater. Dostoevsky. Because, you know.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it.
I know. I was like, I really almost hurt myself. Yeah. Gotta lie down. Quentin Tarantino.
Nuts.
You know, all of his movies. In particular, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Kill Bill, too.
But in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, there's a scene where Margot Robbie... And write this down, you freak for legs.
I'm going to look it up right now.
She's watching her a movie of herself,
yeah.
And she puts her feet up on the
theater seats.
And her feet are, like, bare and dirty. And, it, like, when I tell you that Quentin Tarantino just really lingers on these feet.
Wow.
It's like, that's not a mistake.
No, but he likes dirty feet. That's even
weirder. He likes all feet.
Okay.
He likes feet. Mm. I mean, so there's that. So if you have a thing for feet, you are not alone. If you go to BuzzFeed.com, I'll actually go to WROR.com.
Yeah.
I'm going to post this article so you too can get in trouble with HR.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's great. So you've got a lot in common with Ted Bundy. Congratulations.
Yep, and Elvis. And okay.
Yeah.
All right, finally, Dancing with the Stars. Right? Mm-hmm. Say it three times fast.
I can't. Once.
Tom Bergeron, Aaron Andrews out, Tyra Banks in. So, you know.
What did Tom do? Come on.
Well, you know what I heard?
Oh, okay.
I heard that Tom Bergeron was not happy that Sean Spicer, the former president, spokesperson, was invited on that show because Tom was like, don't make this show political.
He didn't want it political, just
but
like our
again,
show.
I don't want
this show to be political.
But it did get political because wasn't... Who was the woman who ran for vice president whose name I...
Sarah Palin. Yeah.
She was on there, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and then her daughter was?
Yeah, they were
so
all...
So it does get...
Yeah.
So that may be no truth to that.
But I think it was... He didn't want Sean Spicer on. Because he knew that would be... Right?
Right.
He's kind of...
A little too polarizing. Yeah. Just keep it to
Don't call him little. He's probably about 5'7", maybe.
On a very tall morning.
Yeah, very little polarizing.
He plays a great Easter bunny.
Good report.
Thank you so much.
You dug deep for that?
I did. Yeah. Now I have a weird history on my computer.
Google search is going to be fun later.
Yep.
All right, coming up next. And I mean next. This isn't some radio hyperbole. Next, your chance to win $1,000 that could lead to $1,000,000. Yep, $1 million playlist is coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, it's Boston's most popular game. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Everywhere
I'll
go
with
people want to know who we are. All right. Brought to you by, remember that one?
No.
She was never on a bus.
Nope.
You were never on a bus.
Nope, I never was.
All right. Brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows. For two full years, visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today. She's from Stoneham. Her name's Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, LBF.
Good morning.
Good. I like that. Up and at
yep. Let's do this attitude.
Laura, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am married. I have a daughter named Gwen, and I work in the travel industry.
Well, look at that. How's business? Seriously.
Business is tough, but business is good. We're staying hopeful for next year.
Yeah, I like it.
Next year.
All right. Laura, I like your attitude. Let's see if we can get you $1,000.
I know she already gets the upgrades.
All right. So... we're going to give you, 60 seconds to win $1,000. Get them all right, and that's what you'll win. Now, if you're not sure about any questions, say pass fast, and we'll get back to it. You ready to play, Laura?
I'm ready to play.
Here we go.
What is 7 plus 7?
14.
What band sings If This Is It?
Huey Lewis in the News.
What is Supreme Court Judge Ruth Bader's last name?
Ginsburg.
What is the capital of Oklahoma? What horse race was first held in 1875 at Churchill Downs?
Kentucky Derby.
John is the most common first name in the world, true or false?
False.
What sports lingo uses the term googly?
Pass.
What U.S. president was fatally shot in 1881?
Pass.
What company's slogan is, "That was easy"?
Staples.
What year did the Chernobyl disaster happen? 1984, 85, or 86?
86.
What is the capital of Oklahoma?
Tulsa.
What sports lingo uses the term googly at the buzzer?
Whoa. What'd you say?
Cricket.
Oh, you
she got it at the buzzer.
Give it at the buzzer. Give it up. Hey, did really well.
I really count.
I got 8. You got 8?
8.
Yeah,
8?
One wrong, one pass.
Oh, Laura, 8 out of 10. What did we miss?
Tulsa is not the capital of Oklahoma. Oklahoma City is. But I thought that, too.
See how lazy they got there?
I know, right? I mean, it's almost like Tulsa should be.
Well, yeah.
And James Garfield was fatally shot in 1881.
Oh.
Named after the cat.
No.
Just kidding.
Well, fun fact,
but you know
right,
what?
Laura?
That was an excellent show. That was good.
8 out of 10. You really, I could feel it. Brian said you were confident, and you should be because you are smart, but today not super smart. All right. But nobody leaves empty-handed, though.
That's right.
How about a $100 Apex Entertainment gift card?
Hey, Gwen.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Apex Entertainment, Marlboro, is open now, and if you visit within the next 2 weeks, you can spin the Apex wheel for a chance to win tons of prizes. Okay?
All right.
And, Laura, we suggest the giant pretzel for the whole family. Okay?
Save room for the nachos, though.
Yeah, there's that, too.
So good.
Thank you, Laura. Okay?
Thank you. Great job.
Thank you so much.
All right. So, hey, if you want to play like Laura did, go to our website, WROR.com. Sign up there. We could call you and give you a shot at $1,000 plus the home version of the game goes up.
Yep, it is multiple choice, and you can practice because practice makes perfect, there. And perfect equals $1,000.
Okay, very good. That's good, LBF. Yep.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, I'm just sitting here sipping my squeezed.com juice.
Yeah, look at you.
No gin, just juice. So good.
Okay, Snoop.
So
there's gin
good.
In mine.
There's gin in yours. Snoop. Okay. So anyway, what do you got?
Oh, I've got something. You ever have a tickle in your throat? Well, it could be this.
Are you doing that again?
I sure am.
LBF.
What?
It was gross the first time.
It's even grosser the second time.
All right.
Time.
Grosser than gross.
All right, Brian Bell.
Just because I really like saying this, I'm going to tell Bob to go to Hull.
Right?
You like saying go to Hull. Go to hell. But you're going to give me a reason to go to hell.
There's a great reason to this weekend.
All righty then. And coming up, I'm going to play for you what I think is going to be the funniest thing you're going to hear all day.
Really?
Well, these days that's pretty easy, but you know.
Especially with this show.
Wait a minute now. Come on. It's so good. A dad is trying to teach his millennial how to say millennial.
Ooh.
Oh, it's good. Stick around. All right, let's go.
Okay. This is Grosser Than Gross. Remember that game? What's Grosser Than Gross?
When I was in fourth grade?
Yep, sure. let's play it.
Okay.
So, this woman had a tickle in her throat. She's 25 years old. She kept coughing. She's like...
Where was said woman?
Japan.
Okay, good.
Mm. And she's like, oh no, I should probably go to the doctor. There is a plague. And so she goes to the hospital and they're like, well, let's take a look-see. Mm. You know what they found?
What'd they find?
In her tonsil?
Go ahead.
1.5-inch black worm living inside there. Then they had to remove it using tweezers. The worm... which was alive, was identified as the fourth stage larva of a parasitic roundworm.
God.
Yes. Why did she have this parasitic roundworm?
Dead worms aren't as itchy in your throat.
Yeah. No.
Do tell.
Well, it was 5 days after she ate sashimi, which is just basically raw fish.
Raw fish.
So if you have had any sushi have a tickle in your throat... Mm. Have a good day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What's wrong with
you? All right, crack that for a second.
Let's crack it.
Let's pull the thread.
Yeah, or the 1.5-inch thread.
Yeah. So when she ate the sashimi?
Yep.
Now, the worm didn't go into her tummy and crawl out.
No.
It had to get lodged in her tonsil on the way down.
Yep. It was like, hey,
just
this
tiny
looks
little
fun.
Warm
this
spot.
Little tonsil.
There you go.
Well, no problem. Ugh. You know what? Good news, people who had tonsillitis and had their tonsils out. Sashimi for you all day.
There you go. Pass it on.
Wow.
Good.
Smell it first.
All right. Right. Yeah, no. Okay. Good.
All right. Well.
Let me smell your sashimi.
You know, not exactly a beach day today, but this weekend we're looking at like...
Parking's easy.
A stretch of 90-degree days starting on, like, Saturday.
Yep.
And also, opening this weekend, the Paragon Boardwalk up in Hull at Nantasket Beach. It's a whole revitalized outdoor area. It's in the area of the old Paragon Park, which closed in 1984.
Okay.
So this whole area has been rehabbed, and they made a whole kind of outdoor boardwalk. It's got food trucks, ice cream, beer garden, an arcade, mini golf. Outdoor volleyball court, a surf shop.
It's great.
There's no roller coaster like the old days, but it's
the old wooden roller coaster.
Sounds pretty fun.
I love a wooden roller coaster.
Yeah.
Don't you love those?
I do, Bob.
I thought you would. We should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check that out, the Paragon Boardwalk. You can go to paragonboardwalk.com and check it all out, but it should.
Nice,
with the new social distancing, there's not going to be as many people allowed into the areas, but it should be pretty cool.
There we go.
Great.
Good. No, I love a wooden roller coaster. The sound, the
rickety. The sound. I don't like going on it, but I like the sound.
You like
to
hold bags.
I like to hold bags.
Hold the bags.
Yep.
I know. All right. This is the funniest thing you're going to hear all day.
Is
a dad teaching his millennial how to say millennial.
Say millennials.
Millenniums.
Mel.
Mel.
N.
N.
E.
E.
Ol.
Old.
Millennial.
Menelbios.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Menelbios.
Say millennial.
Menelbios.
Millennial. Millen.
Eel.
Eel. Millen.
Manelibias.
There's no B. Where are you getting the B?
Where's the B?
Manelibias.
Manelibias. Yeah. So you got a millennial who can't say
millennial.
That's tragic.
Try spelling it.
Does that say it all or what?
Millennials. She literally can't do it.
She can't say it.
Say millennials.
Millenniums.
N-E-E.
It got worse.
Yeah.
Manelbias.
There you go. Sounds like something that's caught in your throat.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right.
Some sashimi.
Yeah. Hey, I have some more sashimi, kid.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Don't forget, coming up at 9:15, kickoff 3 hours, non-stop music. It's a 3-hour tour of 80s.
Of 80s and more.
That's right,
LBF. That's right. Sorry, I'm here.
Yeah, you're there. thinking about that foot-long sandwich.
I am. You know?
Bill Belichick. That was all the buzz yesterday on Twitter. Coach Belichick with a 12-inch sub.
From Subway.
So he's the new spokesperson for Subway?
Either that or he's eating his feelings.
I think maybe both.
Yeah, that's what I like.
That's what you like to do.
I'm a little bummed out.
So he's the new spokes guy.
Yeah.
For Subway.
The last one
didn't end so well.
I mean, wow. Okay, what made you think of me?
Well, Bill. Eats his feelings, and that's what we're promoting. You know, Bill when he coached the Cleveland Browns, went on a cooking show.
He did.
And his little fun little food recipe was the BB PBJ.
That's branding.
That's branding. Mm-hmm. The Bill Belichick PBJ. Here's how that show sounded back in the early 90s.
Okay.
And actually, listen to how he put a sandwich together. I think it's pretty good.
The BB PBJ.
BB PBJ. What is that?
Bill Belichick's peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
How divine.
Well, we'll start with the raisin bread.
Why raisin bread, bro?
Well, my mother used raisin bread.
Oh, mothers are divine, aren't they?
Oh, they sure are.
That's the best.
She made the best one.
Yeah. Oh, and chunky peanut butter. That's quite a risk because, you know, the shards of peanuts can tear the flesh of the bread. It's quite an advanced technique.
Well, it has a little more crunch to it, and that really gives you a little extra energy. But the key to it, Mike, is to spread peanut butter on both sides of the bread.
Oh, why?
So that the jelly doesn't leak through in the sandwich. You put the jelly right here in the middle.
That's why you're the head coach. It's forward thinking like that. I've never seen that.
This jelly won't leak through because of the peanut butter on both sides of the bread.
Wow. Wow. I love the host of that cooking show.
So much. He's like Ron Burgundy. Like, it just, he sounds like...
I mean, you can see why Subway obviously had to go with Bill Belichick as the spokesperson.
He's the sandwich guy.
The sparkling personality he's got.
You know what? I'm going to order the BBLT, whatever it is.
Ooh, maybe there's a BBBLT.
The BBBLT.
BLT.
Bill Belichick, BLT.
Yeah. Or Brian Belwan, or Bob Bronson.
It could be.
There's so many BBs here.
But the LBF BLT. now the sandwich.
Yes.
Raisin bread.
No.
Peanut butter both sides.
Yeah.
Jelly on the bottom. Smush.
Raisin bread. Two thumbs down.
I might try it. I might
try
the
BBPJ.
Fine.
I'm doing research. Why do you ask?
That's right.
Bob's just looking for reasons to eat sandwiches.
Well, but remember what that host said about the crunchy. It's risky.
It is risky.
Yeah. You got shards of peanuts in there.
Shards of peanuts.
Yep. Yeah, right. But, you know, I mean.
A risky move.
But that's why you're the head coach.
Oh, boy.
Not me. All right, let's get out of here.
I can't wait to see that commercial.
Oh, my God.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And a summer of nonstop music means in about 20 from right now, we're going to play 3 hours of nonstop 80s and more.
Great.
How about that? Hey, weather today, cloudy, and look for a high of 70. That is it. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 60. And clouds, sunshine, and 70 for tomorrow. Things start heating up. For Friday.
No pressure to find a pool if you don't have one.
Dodged a bullet there. Been working on the backyard.
Yeah. Well, if your backyard isn't heaven, like Brian Adams, we're here to help. We have a great promotion called the Backyard Upgrades.
Yes. What a play on words.
Yeah, backyard upgrade. Boy, it really sings, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Woo!
Backyard upgrade.
But really, we're just getting down to brass tacks.
All right.
Your backyard looks terrible. You send us a picture and we'll buy...
Upgrade?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
How about that?
By midnight on July... I can't find the date.
I think it's 26th.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you win, if your backyard is hideous, you are going to get a mower from Harvard Outdoor Power Equipment and Honda Power Equipment, a set of custom cornhole boards from Wicked Cornhole, super fun, a $1,100 gift card from Cape Cod Shower Kits.
I love how they kicked it up to $1,100.
Yeah, like,
they didn't stop at $1,000.
Yeah. No. Here's an extra $100. Buy yourself something nice.
Nice.
A $400 gift card from Plymouth Quarries. And
they have some cool fire pits on their website.
They do.
I like it.
and a $250 gift card from Russell's Garden Center in Wayland.
All right, so all you got to do is get a picture of your woeful, or LBF said, hideous backyard. And we've seen some good pictures. I'm telling you. Some are woeful.
Yeah, you go in a person's backyard like, oh.
Ew, you need an upgrade. That's what I call it, the backyard upgrade. Yep. WROR.com.
No confusion.
Submit
there.
Your picture today. You could be upgrading. Hey, observation side note.
Yeah.
For an outdoor shower, which you'll win if you're the grand prize winner from Cape Cod.
I love a glass shower door.
Do you like that? Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, outdoors, that'd be it's great. Real nice.
That'd be great.
Thanks
How
for asking.
How do you feel about
Your
soap on a
like
rope?
Soap
on a rope.
An outdoor
huh?
shower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect, right?
Right.
Good luck finding soap on a rope. But anyway, it'd be perfect. Okay.
You can find soap on a rope super easy.
Where you can find soap on a rope?
Get some soap. Get a rope.
No, you can't make your own soap on a rope.
Sure you can.
I miss soap on a rope. Old Spice.
Old Spice, wasn't it?
And English leather. Made
yeah,
some.
Remember English leather?
English leather back in the day. Google that. You're going to have a fun Google history list today. All right, here are the cards. Always dancing. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. You're still Googling soap on a
yes,
rope?
Yes, I am.
Did you find it?
You can get some used soap on a rope.
I don't oh, want God. Used soap on a rope.
No. Oh, my God. Authentic 1960s soap oh for men. God. English leather, $65.
Nope.
Whoa.
Too much.
And any hair you. In it?
Yeah, God.
Oh, God. It's really, it's
my
used.
My goodness. All right.
Okay.
About an hour
I
ago.
I know what someone's getting for Christmas.
There you go. Put it down. It'll be here before you know it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.